Does the court in the present day, in recent years, suffer from the dispersal of the members of the court, which is, I think, more pronounced by a good deal than it was even?
I don't think you can have a true collegial court without having people be in the same geographical location. I'm all in favor of the better tenure for the justices, where they feel they don't have to maintain residences in their power centers where they have all the support, say in Wayne County, if they're from here. And I would have a requirement that they all live in Lansing.
You remember there was a time, I guess it was after you left the court, when the legislature tried, in the interest of getting everybody to come to Lansing, wanted to take the cars away from the members of the court. And then Kelly said you couldn't do that. Once the court got the money, you could spend it the way it wanted to.
Yeah. Well, the legislature tried to determine how we would elect the Chief Justice, for example.
This was trash.
And we ignored it. We ignored it when I was there. We said that's a separation of powers doctrine takes care of that. We decide how we shall do it. And I think that...
What do you think about the way the
Chief Justice... Yeah, I would just soon have it California, the federal way. I think that it would take some of the internal politics out of the court just by having somebody else decide who's a chief. I worry a little bit about when somebody gets superannuated, but if they can't run anyway, as long as they can't run after they reach age 70, that'll take care of that. So that wouldn't bother me.
In some states, it's done by seniority. Is it not a rotation?
Yeah, a rotation. If they would do it by rotation, by seniority, in long enough intervals to give the person a chance to really get deeply enmeshed in the administrative side of the court, which is ever growing. It is a lot of work. And to be able to work with the court administrators and so forth, and the war court judges and the judges association, the chief has so much to do. I would opt in favor of the chief maybe serving like a term, say 6-8 years or something like that, and then move it. They probably would agree that, except for the honor, I just would not do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the honor is important to some of them, or whatever.
Well, yes, we're all humans, and of course, being chief is a little bit better than being a justice, you know, than being an associate justice. So there's a lot of status to it, but there's a lot of work to it, too. They work, of course, I'm sure they relieve them of some of the caseload.
I think they take a half caseload, at least in the most recent times. I'm not acquainted with how it is right now, but it's been that way when I was over there on the staff. What about Gene Black? What would you say? How would you characterize this man? You said that you had great respect for Carr and you got on with him. Black was a difficult man, was he not?
He was a difficult man, and when he was not passionately involved in something, he could write with great power and force, and he had a very great knowledge of the law, particularly in some areas. He was certainly an ex-great trial lawyer from all accounts that I've heard. He was at his best as a trial lawyer. He was an advocate by nature, and sometimes he exhibited that on the court, but he was in 4 or 5 different areas of law, as I say, when he was passionately interested, he could be a powerful judge, write powerfully about things.
What would you say, though, of his practice of quoting from the memoranda of other justices and filing appendix supplements to opinions after the results were in? Is this good practice or defensible practice?
I don't think it's good practice.